I have been where you are, where anyone who's listening, I've been where you are. I've been has just graduated and is trying to do business, is starting to get really busy and you can't keep up with all of the work. I've been working at top level sport with team vets. I've been working with incredible, very talented vets referrals. I've been the new mum who's trying to run a business around having a baby. All of these things, I've been there and I've considered every single eventuality that I've come across in running my business to try and offer you guys the solution that I wish I had.
Hi everyone, and thanks for joining me here at SattelPro, the podcast dedicated to equine professionals and saddle experts. I'm Dr. Maren Bohleber, your saddle scientist. Do you ever find yourself working with a horse and sensing that the saddle is part of a problem, yet you can't quite put your finger on why or how to fix it? If that sounds familiar, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we dive into evidence-based insights, analyze real cases, and talk to leading experts from science and the industry. It's all about bringing research straight into your daily practice, giving you the clarity and confidence you need. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of SattelPro. We all love horses, and that's probably the reason why we love our profession so much, working with our hands in the barn with the horses. But there's also the other side of the job: administration, communication, documentation, and of course, all the logistics across and around this job. So having one system that brings everything together in one place would be ideal. That's why today I'm speaking with Genevieve Joyce, CEO and founder of Equigate. We'll talk about what she and her husband Steve have developed, a solution designed to help professionals focus more on what they love and less on the endless administration and paperwork. So Jen, I'm very happy that you're here and that you're taking the time to talk with me about this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's been wonderful. I've been looking forward to chatting to you. So yes, my name is Genevieve. I'm an equine osteopath. I'm based in the UK. I've been an equine osteo for nearly 20 years now. And I've had a practice that has taken me all over the world, working with horses from every level of sport in virtually every discipline that you could imagine, from hobby, pets, right through to five-star competition horses, working with complex referral cases, working with, horses at very high level of competition, everything in between. Like many of us, when you're a soletrepreneur, when you're the one person who does everything, I ended up experiencing the burnout that can be so, so real. You build a business, you get very good at what you do, you end up very busy. And without the right system in place, you end up with almost like an albatross around your neck. You can only get so far, and there's so much of the business that only exists in your head. Mm-hmm. So even trying to accept support or accept help, integrate a PA or a VA or extra members to the team, without the right system to support you, you're not actually able to facilitate that. So that's how we ended up developing Equigate.
Yes, and I think this is so important, especially in the times of AI and automation. So without infrastructure and organization behind the business, the best automation won't really work and won't really help. So first you need the structure, right? And then the process and to get some clarity. For those who haven't heard of Equigate yet, and I know in UK it's actually quite a big thing right now, but I think many people in Germany and maybe also in other countries are only just discovering it. Could you briefly explain what it is and why is it so beneficial?
Yeah, absolutely. We help incredible practitioners to run incredible businesses. Equigate is an all-in-one solution that helps you to spend more time doing what you're good at, what you love, what people pay you to do, mm-hmm. and spend less time on all of the unbillable hours associated with running your business. We help people. We have a strapline: be better, be more, be connected. The more time that you can spend doing what you do, whether you are a body worker or you are a osteopath or you are a saddle fitter or whatever it is that you do, the more time you spend doing it, the better you will become at it. And yeah, just implementing a simple system to support you and facilitate you in that, the better.
Yeah, that sounds really fantastic. So is it fair to describe it a little bit as a CRM system where you manage contacts, appointments, communication, documentation, or how would you describe it? Maybe you can walk us through the main functions a little bit. That would be great.
Of course, yeah. So in my own business, if I step back a few steps, in 2020, I reached the point where, I assessed my business. And from a time perspective where I was working, it was as optimized as it could be. Like, I was seeing as many horses as I possibly could in a day. You know, I had a 6-month wait list. I was working 15, sometimes 18 hours a day. Oh, I had a PA. I had 2 phones. I had, a paper diary, and it was just drowning. So I had the time and space to look at the business and review the areas that were huge time drains. And we localized that to messaging, because clients contact you everywhere. The diary, because I was sending out reminders automatically. Record keeping, I was spending £600 a year on paper and ink, not to mention the amount of time shuffling paper, filing, refiling, unfiling, invoicing, and then chasing payments, because obviously being increasingly cashless, more and more people are paying digitally. But then when you're at the stables without signal, there's more and more people forgetting to pay digitally. So I looked at all of these areas and looked at the tech that was available, and I found it all to be incredibly complicated, prohibitively expensive. And it was quite clear that it had been designed by somebody who works at a desk or works on a computer, which, being a mobile practitioner, you're not going to be busting out a laptop in the middle of a stable yard. So I needed something that was app-based, that was mobile-based, that was built for somebody in the industry that I'm in, where you're in areas of poor signal, where I run my life from my phone. You're constantly on the move. So we sought to create that system, that all-in-one solution. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can have all of your business just by logging into an app. And you could log into that app. If you smash your phone to smithereens, you could log into the app on another device, and you would still have access to all of the necessary things. So Equigate handles all of your messaging. So your clients message you on it. It does your diary. It sends automatic appointment reminders, all of your digital record keeping. So, and you can do that with voice note, with video, with photo, and you can annotate your photos. Your videos, you can slow down on the replay just to help to isolate issues. We provide you anatomy diagrams, which are super simple to mark up. And there's voice to text built in as well. So you can talk at your phone, and it writes what you say. There's also invoicing, card payments. We've built in a card payment processor. And we've just launched, there's a form builder. So you can build and automate your forms. So if you have an onboarding form, you could build an onboarding form and automate that it goes to any clients when they connect to you or when they make an appointment. And similarly, you can build another form if you wanted, like a feedback form or a follow-up advice form. You could automate that that goes at the end of a client's appointment. You're able to schedule routine reminders to go to your client. So if you just want them to get a 6-month reminder to make their next appointment, you can schedule those. And we've just launched, which I'm really excited about, a geofenced broadcast messaging option, where when your clients have their location logged, so our clients can log their location with what 3 words or with a pin drop or just with an address lookup, which helps, it would then log the coordinates of their location, which are then associated with their account. So you are able to drop a pin on the map and draw a circle around it. So let's say a 10-mile diameter around that pin. And any of your clients that fall within that area, you could broadcast a message to them by location. All designed so when you end up, you know, in an area and you end up with a cancellation or a space in the day, you could advertise that space on to any of your clients in that area, just to help make filling those spaces easier.
Wow, yeah, that sounds amazing. And actually, that's so funny because exactly this type of function I was searching so hard a couple of years ago. I think it was during the pandemic where I had a little bit more room and time to overthink my business and try to automate things. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find this kind of geo-mapping around one client function in any app or in any application. And yeah, that would have been something I really needed some years ago already. So therefore, I'm especially happy that it's now incorporated into your app. So very, very good. And yeah, I also remember in the beginning of my practical work as a therapist, I also started with papers, so paperwork and sheets for documentation in the barn with the clients. And for the first appointments, I usually had like 20, 21 sheets per client. And you can imagine, especially in wintertime when it was rainy, windy or snowy, even the pen couldn't really work on the paper anymore, or the wind has blown the sheets away, and I had to run after the sheet. That is just absolutely not practical and very annoying. And for the next appointment, for a control appointment or something, where I needed my documentation from the first appointment, of course it was a hassle to find all the right papers again and to have a look to the last documentation. So I had pretty soon in my profession started to also digitalize my documentation, and that was really a game changer. And of course, I had it not in one place at all, because there was no app like Acquigat existent like 10 years ago. But therefore, I really appreciate your approach and the app to have everything on one place in a digital way, just a fingertip away. And really good. So you have mentioned messaging as well. So let's get a little bit deeper into that. How can I imagine this? Is this like WhatsApp, but in the app? Or how would you describe the messaging function?
Yeah. So there are two ways that you can use Acquigat. You could use it like any other software that's available, whereby you would put your client's name and email and they would receive all of their appointment confirmations, their reports, their invoices, their reminders. They would receive them all by email, as you would with any other system. What's unique with Acquigat is our clients can use Acquigat for free. So your clients can download the app and they connect to you over the app. It's not a marketplace. It's not somewhere for your clients to go to shop for a practitioner. Mm-hmm. It's a very close link between you and your clients. So once they're connected to you, then you can message over the app. So I am still an equine osteopath. I'm working today. If I get any inquiries from anywhere other than Acquigat, or I have auto replies set up that just say, you know, thanks for getting in touch. This inbox isn't monitored for inquiries and bookings with Jen. Please download Acquigat. It's free. And it's much easier. I then have a welcome message set in the app that just advises the clients on what they need to do. Thank you for setting up on here. Please, can you log your address? Please, can you add your horse details? And can you fill in the onboarding form that's in your forms? So it's just as a way of kind of automating as many of the processes that you can end up wasting so, so much time with. Because like I say, clients get in touch, which is what we want, but they get in touch on Facebook, on Instagram, on WhatsApp, on email, on text message, which then tracking their communication is just a complete waste of your time when you can be funneling your clients so that all of their necessary information is all in the one place. So it's instant messenger, as you would have anywhere else. You can send photos, videos, audio, and it just helps you to keep that kind of clear communication stream. Because, you know, I've considered every single mistake I've ever made in my nearly 20-year career. When we've built this app, I'm not a particularly organized person. And, you know, mixing up days or dates, things like, you know, February and March on years that aren't leap years, they have the same days and dates. So you could agree with somebody, oh, yeah, I'll see you on Wednesday the 20th. And they're expecting you 1 month, you're expecting to be there another month. You know, they perhaps they've moved location and they've sent you the new postcode somewhere, but you've then switched to another platform to be messaging them. So in without that kind of clear messaging stream, it's really easy to end up with holes in your diary or miscommunication. So that's how the messaging works.
And I think that is actually something which benefits both sides, right? So not only you as a service provider have more organization and more communication abilities towards the client, but also the clients know exactly where to communicate and what to expect from you, right?
A lot of what I've considered is, yes, we've spent a long time hoping to help practitioners, but I have also spent a long time considering what our clients struggle with. And all of the things that we struggle with, our clients struggle with too. Where was I messaging her? When am I booked in? Where's my report from last time? Where did that invoice go? Have I paid it? When did my last horse have it? When did my horse last have its appointment? All of these things, and the majority of the reviews that we have are actually from our clients, the clients. Yes, we have reviews from practitioners, but it's clients that are going, yes, this is really helping because it helps me to stay much more organized.
Yes, I can imagine from a client's perspective, it's great to have all documentations, videos and instructions in one place, right? Especially follow-up recommendations and preparation instructions for the first appointment. So like the homework you give the client.
Absolutely, yeah. And the more clear we can be with our clients about what we need from them, the better job is we're going to do. One other thing to consider with utilizing a business system for your messaging, it helps your clients to feel more comfortable messaging you when they need to. So if you have a client who works shifts, so perhaps they work night shifts in a hospital and they want to be messaging you whilst they're awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you have a client who's a new mum who just has a baby and she's having all of, like, she's doing a load of admin whilst she's up in the night with the baby. If you use a system where it's a business system, your clients can feel comfortable to message you whenever they want. And it's an easy way to help your clients to feel comfortable that you're the right person for them to be working with, because it's easy for them to message because they're not messaging you on your private Facebook or on your private phone number, because you're only going to look at the business system when you feel like it. I know even I've done that with things like the dentist. If I need to move the dentist, I'll message the dentist at 10 o'clock at night when I think like it, because I'm like, oh, well, no one will be working now, so it doesn't really matter. So I think that is something else to consider, the client's perspective and how comfortable they feel messaging you and where they know how to message you. So yeah, that's the messaging side of it.
And not only from the client's perspective, but also from your own perspective, right? So I can imagine that it's very easy to implement your business hours into the communication routine and to, by that, to somehow educate or train the customer and the client to your own business hours, to have a really just kind of a normal schedule as everyone else in businesses, right? And for your own well-being, to also have a end of a business day at the end of the day. This is probably very beneficial as well.
We held a webinar last night. We hold a webinar every week for anyone who wants to join. Just a little mini masterclass. And this one was on burnout. And I have to say that this was probably our biggest subscribed webinar, because so many of us are struggling with it. And it's just with lack of boundaries, not using the right system, and a few simple changes and you can just end up with so much more clear mind space. So yeah, exactly that. Some boundaries, you know, so at least you kind of fencing off that little bit of space in the evening for you to recover from the...
That's a very good tip with the webinars. Very helpful, especially the burnout theme. You have mentioned also the diary in the function of equigate. So let's dive a little bit into that as well.
So historically, I always used to use a paper diary. I was very emotionally attached to my paper diary because I found digital diaries prohibitive because horses don't follow the clock. If you have a sensitive horse that needs longer, that sensitive horse gets longer and you have to move everyone else from the day. And I always found that digital diaries, it was like you were obliged to start your appointment at the time that it's booked in, and they were complicated. So we aimed to build a digital version of your paper diary where it's super easy for you to amend times. You aren't obliged to start your appointment at the time it says. It's a read-only time. We've built it so that Equigate syncs. It's a two-way sync with Apple and Google, so you can sync it with your external calendar. You create your appointments in the app, so you make your appointment for your client in the app and then it will sync with external calendars. The app will send automatic appointment reminders 7 days and then 24 hours before the client's appointment. That goes as an in-app notification and an email if they're an app user, or just as an email if they are not an app user. Similarly, if you need to amend the appointment, so for instance, my diary runs so far ahead, I book people into a day, but I don't give them the time until the week before because, sometimes I've got like a 4 or 5 month wait list. So, there's so much that can change between when you make the appointment and then when you actually get there. You know, people buy more horses and they want more seeing, or they sell them and so they want less seeing. So we built it so that, it's super flexible. So I just run through each day, do the route finder, plot each person's time. You literally just set the time and everybody will get a notification and an email to say your time has been updated. And so it's just as a much, much quicker way. Organising my diary used to take the best part of 2 hours every weekend, if not longer, with finding where clients are messaging, messaging them, hi, just confirming you're still at this location with this many horses. No, we've moved. Okay. So, that, all of this, this is where I say, I have been where you are, where anyone who's listening, I've been where you are. I've been a student studying and not really knowing how to get started. I've been somebody who has just graduated and is trying to get started with the business. I've been somebody whose business is starting to get really busy and you can't keep up with all of the work. I've been someone working at top level sport with team vets. I've been working with incredible, very talented vets working with complex referrals. I've been the new mum who's trying to run a business around having a baby. All of these things, I've been there and I've considered every single eventuality that I've come across in running my business. To try and offer you guys the solution that I wish I had. Because if I'd have had this solution, I would have made so many less mistakes. Turning up on the wrong day, at the wrong time, in the wrong place, with the wrong stuff. All of these things. That's the diary system.
Yeah, that's already very valuable. I remember when I've met you the first time, I think it was on the Spoga last year, we already talked about geo-tracking of the appointments. So meaning that if you plan ahead your appointments, of course, you always need to somehow cluster the clients into one region to spend not too many hours in the car, right? So is this something you consider for the future to integrate it into your appointment planning system to that clients also be able to book a appointment directly via the app?
Obviously, we created Equigate for mobile practitioners, and being mobile practitioners, a public booking system as it stands is, so by that I mean like a Calendly system where you can book yourself in, is nonsensical and you'd end up with huge gaps in your day. So we've created it as a practitioner-led diary system, aiming to help to streamline all of the rest of the processes. So simply looking at which region you're in or which area, and then being able to, see which clients kind of tie in with that. Yes, that's a manual process to begin with. Mm-hmm. We have got a web version which is in development, which is our next stage of development, where for our clinic-based practitioners or people who really do like working on a computer, we've also, we're building this web version, which should be live in the next week or so. After that, we're then looking at implementing a static booking system. So for the clinic-based practitioners, they would be able to book, you could open your diary in a location for your clients to be able to book themselves in. Eventually, on our roadmap, utilizing some kind of system where there would be, you know, geo-planning, like, route planning. And helping you to see which days, from a location perspective, work out for your clients to then put themselves in is a possibility. I think the one snagging point and it's a stopping point for some practitioners, is they think that clients can book themselves in at this point. And I regularly reassure them that they can't, because they don't like to hand off that kind of control to an automated system, which, to be fair, I understand that with my business, because I think there's nuance in juggling the diary to be able to work out, you know, oh, you could move that person to there, then move them to there, them to there, and then you've ended up with three full days. Do you know what I mean? So I think, yes, potentially it will be on our route map. But for now, it seems that more people are using us for the fact it isn't an open diary when they're mobile than not. But like I say, for the static or clinic-based practitioners, we do have the web version coming with. And then after that, there'll be a booking system.
Okay, and this is probably also a very good opportunity to still be in control of the appointment making process, and to still have the option and possibility to be in direct contact with the client, which is also quite an advantage, actually, to have still the personal contact. So let's have a deeper look to the recording function of Equigate. So as you said, it is possible to record videos, photos, and also speech to text, so voice to text, and which I think is a very good function. So I can basically record and document everything I see in the barn directly during my assessment with a horse. And I assume there is also the possibility then to send the documentation, or at least parts of the documentation, directly to the client as a overview and also as documentation for the client, right?
Yeah. So record keeping obviously was the biggest, the most tangible waste of time that I had before, you know, while we were creating Equigate, because as practitioners, we should all be keeping records. I've certainly have found, as a practitioner, being able to refer back to how a horse presented previously, to be able to, you know, track the progress, to be able to, you know, follow exactly how a horse presenting with a certain problem has progressed, whether it's in line with what you'd expect, whether it isn't, whether it's regressing, whether it needs vet referral. All of these, if you have accurate records to refer back to from a practice level, it, you know, will help your practice. Yes. It amazes me still that there are some practitioners who aren't keeping records, because it's so crucial to, you know, tracking what you're doing, but also, you know, what's in the best interests of the horse. But also for helping to nurture inter-practitioner relationships, because if you can leave a really clear, understandable report that's representative of the work that you've done with an animal, the other people working in that animal's MDT, so there's a big drive in the UK with calling it an MDT, the multidisciplinary team. I think it was, I'm going to mispronounce it, Maren. Is it Jonchen Schlies? Schlies? Is it? Yeah, there we go. I should have practiced that. He said in one of his, exactly, he said, we're all a spoke on the wheel. You know, the farriers are spoke, the saddle fitters are spoke, the body workers are spoke. We all have our part to play. And if you take one spoke out, then it all starts kind of, you know, a wheel isn't a wheel anymore. But record keeping can be so crucial to that, to be able to help to include the other practitioners in knowing actually what they need to do. Yeah. So we created really easy digital record keeping. Like I say, I wanted it to save time at each appointment, not add time. And so we built it with voice notes. So you can leave voice notes, you can record videos, you can upload photos, and you can annotate the photos. So you can put mm-hmm. arrows or dot lines or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, the voice to text. So you can talk at your phone or your tablet and it would write what you say. There's anatomy diagrams. So we provide equine, canine and human anatomy diagrams, as well as a saddle fit template and dental charts for dentists. And if you like working with any of your own diagrams other than the ones that we've provided, then you can also upload your own diagrams to mark up in your resource library. Mm-hmm. All of our diagrams, we have muscular, skeletal, cranial, visceral, and we have all of them in black and white as well, as well as like the old fashioned, like the OG original anatomy diagrams that we all recognize, like the pencil drawings. So we've got 3D ones as well as the old, you know, 2D. And, you know, not only is that helping our practitioners in just speeding up the amount of time each appointment takes, you know, with you could be watching a dynamic assessment and you can just be talking into your phone what you're seeing. You don't have to take your eyes off. You know, you can keep your records really, really quickly and easily to help you. You know, we're saving people 10-20 minutes on each appointment. So that's helpful for them. But from the client's perspective, to have something tangible for them to refer back to is so, so valuable. And if you're not doing it, you really are missing a trick, because you know, we were at a trade show at the weekend and there were a bunch of client users there and I was interviewing them and they were like, it's just so helpful to actually be able to see on the anatomy diagram what it is you're talking about. It's helpful to me to be able to know exactly where the report is, where it's filed. So when I see the vet or when I see the dentist, I can just pull it out and show them. And one thing that, you know, I've experienced it myself, what you say to a client and what the client hears can be two entirely different things. And, you know, I always remember I saw a horse and it had a bit of SI pain. It had a bit of suspensory inflammation. It was sort of palpate on the suspensory. Yes, it had other bodily issues. I said, okay, look, let's get the horse reshod, do the exercises. Let's have a bit of time, more quiet time, have the saddle refitted and let's, you know, I'll follow up with you in a couple of weeks. And the client's friend would come to the stable door and say, so what's wrong with your horse? Yeah. And the client literally 30 seconds later will look at her friend and go, well, she thinks he's got kissing spine and says it's the farrier's fault that he's lame. And you're like, so if you can leave a really clear, easy to understand, easy to refer back to report that actually does advise what you found with the horse, what the next steps are, so that there's no grey areas, because they can be so detrimental to inter-practitioner relationships. You know, after that horse, when I saw that client, then I ask the client for permission to speak to the farrier. Can I speak to your farrier? You have to give me written permission. Okay, and then I'm on the phone to the farrier. Hi, I've just been to see this horse. I've seen this, this and this. You know, I have advised that they get the horse reshod, but I just wanted to be clear about it. And the farrier's back, oh, Jen, I haven't seen them for 16 weeks. Yeah. And no wonder it's a bit lame. And I'm like, yeah, I know that, you know that, but we need to have this conversation. Whereas if you can just leave a report that clearly runs through all of that, it just avoids any miscommunication between practitioners, and which ultimately only benefits the animal that bit more as well.
Oh, yes. And it also underlines your own professionality, right? And so how is it? Does the client sees everything automatically, or can you select what the client will be sent? I assume this would be probably the case.
Absolutely. So I completely understand. If your notes are anything like my notes, my appointment notes are full of spelling mistakes. They are very abbreviated. There's a lot of numbers and letters. It doesn't make sense to anyone else, but it makes plenty of sense to me. And that means that I get all of the important information that I need down at my appointment very, very quickly. However, that's not necessarily a document that I'd want to share with everyone. Yes. Because it's not really representative of my grasp of the English language. So we built it so that you can create appointment notes which are completely private. You can make that as abbreviated, as full of spelling mistakes as you want. Okay. But you are also able then to generate a client report where you can import your appointment notes and then turn them into English. So you could, expand on them. Rather than talking about the intricacies of the thoracic sling, if you have a more novice client, you're just going to say there was discomfort in the horse's shoulder. Mm-hmm. Making the client feel talked to, mm-hmm. not talked at, is a really, yeah. really valuable tool for, managing your client relationships. So you can import your appointment notes into a client report, edit it, make it more understandable. You can remove any boxes that aren't necessary. So if there's stuff full of, very complicated stuff that's only for your eyes, really, you can untick that box so that that doesn't go to your client. There is also, so we give you a resource library. So this library is for your exercise videos. So if you are regularly prescribing exercises or pole work exercises or whatever you would be recommending, you can pop them in your resource library. So then when you're generating a client report, you can pull them through and they come through as titled videos. So you can be prescribing your exercises over the app as well.
Oh, yes. This is a very handy function, I can imagine, especially after you treated the horses and leave the horse owner with homeworks. And it's an excellent way to visualize the exercises they need to do in the time between your appointment and the next control, right?
That's another thing that I've certainly found. I'll perhaps demonstrate some carrot stretches, very basic carrot stretches, baited stretches just to help with the neck mobility. And I'll help the client to do it when I'm there. And then I'd go back 6-8 weeks later and go, how have you been getting on? And they go, well, I wasn't really sure I was doing it right, though I haven't really been doing it. Whereas if you can either attach them a video from your resource library. So you yourself as a practitioner could film a couple of basic exercises. You could get you can get some good microphones off Amazon for half nothing. So you could mic yourself up, be talking through the exercises, stick them in your resource library so that then when you're giving your client these exercises to do, they have a video to be referring back to. Similarly, if you wanted to, several of our practitioners, they like to video their clients doing the exercises and attach that to the report, where obviously if you're helping to correct them, because if they're doing anything wrong, there's your voice correcting them so they can refer back to it, where they've done it once, so therefore they're more likely to do it again. So it's just helping from a motivation perspective to try and motivate our clients.
Oh, yes. This is something I actually also experience in my own practice, that sometimes when I show the clients some exercises with the horses or explain something anatomically to them, they want to video record this and want me to explain it into their camera, actually, so that they can repeat it afterwards and, learning. Have a deeper learning with that, and this is definitely something which is needed out there. So we have talked about the messaging, the diary, and also the recording within the app. Let's dig a little bit more to the documentation and the recording, because there is a very unique and fancy device you have put on the market, especially designed for saddle fitters. And this is so cool, I have to admit. When I have seen that, I thought, oh, wow, this is exactly what I need. Because it is a Dyn A3, so a big tablet where you can put on the measurements you do for saddle fitting. Most of the saddle fitters measuring the horse, especially, for example, the diameter of the shoulder. And it doesn't fit onto a normal A4 paper. So you need an A3 paper. And I also do it myself on still on paper. But it's a wonderful option, of course, to have this digital as well. And therefore, you created this huge tablet where it is now possible to also digitalize these measurements. And I think this is really awesome. Can you take us to the journey, how this has been developed and the idea behind it and how is it working?
Of course. So as you pointed out, yes, we started this for me, actually. I started this whole project just because I needed a system. And I started off like, I'll just make an app for me. And then it all got out of hand. And the one thing that I realized fairly quickly is that regardless of what you do, what the service is that you provide, we're all struggling with the same stuff. We are all struggling with the same stuff. So then we opened it up to farriers, to trimmers, to coaches, to behaviorists. And then I was like, hold on, saddle fitters are going to struggle with the same stuff as well. Uh-huh. Now, you know, as a body worker battling A4 pieces of paper on a clipboard, I thought I had a problem. When I saw the saddle fitters with the A3 piece of paper flapping in the wind, you know, trying to find somewhere flat to put it down. Originally we started off thinking, okay, how can we try and help to support saddle fitters? And the important thing from our perspective is obviously, yes, supporting you, but then where does the data end up? Like, what's the importance of, you know, the measurements that you're taking? How is that adjusted? You know, where does it translate to? And we, bearing in mind, like you say, people are using a piece of paper and a pen. Mm-hmm. At the moment, our aim was to try to help to make the step away from paper to speed up the process there and then. But ultimately, if the end benefit of the data is going to a saddle maker where they translate a paper with a pen line on it, it doesn't necessarily need to be super technical, because the end benefit goes to the saddle maker. They need to know what shape to make the leather, wood and wool object into. It needs to line up with that. So yes, we were looking at digitizing it, but not to the point where it became unusable data for data's sake. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So we understand the benefit of the A3 screen. So we, obviously using Equigate and the record keeping side of it, we're like, okay, well, that's quite easy for you to be able to replace the pen drawing. But how are we going to give you the A3 screen? And so we did look at various different options away from a screen, but then because there's benefit to you in measuring the change, mm-hmm. And also then for you to be able to adjust your flocking in line with that, yeah. We developed an A3 tablet. So I don't know whether you guys would remember, it was from like the early 2000s. There was a TV program with a comedian called Dom Jolly, and he had he was like a London financier, and he had this enormous mobile phone, and he used to hold it to his ear in like very quiet environments, like in a museum, and he'd be like, "Hello, no, I'm just in the museum." You know, so we joke about, because he had this enormous phone. So I call this the Dom Jolly of tablets. It's just an enormous Android tablet. Yeah, it's a very British comedian. So it was this very large Android tablet, which we've had developed. It comes in a case, which when you are in your record keeping part of the app, you can open up the saddle fit template, and it offers you a to scale A3 screen, which is exactly what your paper templating on with paper.
Okay.
So obviously you can pop your FlexiCurve down on the screen and then you can draw around it. The chart is all pre-set out with, you know, centimeter squares or half centimeter squares. And you can also, if you have a digital copy of any other templates, so if you have like a brand specific template, you know, we have like Aeroplus and Prestige and like Albion, you know, they have their own charts. You can pop that in your resource library and then that just pulls through to your record keeping. Similarly, when you are creating your appointment notes, you can bring your last appointment notes into the ones from today. So if I saw your horse like 6 months ago, I could start our appointment today and import our notes from last time, which would bring last time's template in. It would bring all of the information from last time, which I can then add some more data onto, and then you're able to overlay the template where you then would be able to see any changes.
Yeah, this is absolutely something I love. You know, I'm a measuring nerd, and therefore I really like to have everything digitalized as well. So very handy to find in the end. And I can imagine that after the measurements, after the documentation, there's also the possibility to send the reports to the client.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can send whatever you decide to include in your report to the client. But if you're working with a saddle maker and you just want to forward the saddle maker, well, you can forward it to the saddle maker and they can open the document, the image that has the template on it. And they would then be able to, you know, print that off on A3 paper if they wanted to. So it would, it would translate for them. The way that they would need to.
This is really helpful, especially if you can also upload and report videos and photos of the horse, right? Because especially the dynamic assessment, the movement of the horse is also so important and so crucial for making a saddle, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so you could just forward them the report on, or the client is able to do that as well. Anything that they that you include in that, they'll be able to view, even when it gets emailed. So if you were to email a report, so for instance, if the client wasn't an app user, they would get a PDF report with your logo on the top, all of the fields that you've filled in, any videos you attach, they're clickable links, any audio you attach, that's a clickable link. Any diagrams, they open up in a separate browser if they want to as well. So all of that's in there.
Are the videos and photos, are they stored on the device or in the cloud?
In the cloud. So Equigate does work offline. So if you are in an area with no signal whatsoever, you could go through your whole day's appointments. And all of that data then would queue locally in your device. So it would queue it in your device until you get back home and you put it on the internet, and then it just syncs everything up to the cloud again.
Oh, yeah, that's a very important point, especially in Germany where you have sometimes gaps in the reception of the internet. Is Equigate working on both iOS and Android?
Yep. That's it. It's it works on Apple or Android, any Apple or Android phone or tablet. And fairly soon, there'll also be a website as well that you could log into. Yeah, that took lower importance for now because most of our practitioners are mobile. And our idea with the way that we've built it is so that you can get everything done as you go through the day. And this was something I talked about on the burnout webinar last night, is get into a routine and a habit that means that, you know, by the time the horse has its rug back on and they've done the surcingles back up, you can have, you know, done your appointment notes, sent a client report, scheduled them to get a 6 month reminder and sent them an invoice before you even leave the stable. So then by the time you actually get home in the evening, you've got no more work apart from replying to new inquiries, which when they're all in one place, that takes minutes, not hours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's amazing, especially the invoice function I really like. So let's briefly talk about this one and the payments. How does it work? Is it somehow connected to PayPal, Stripe, or is it comparable to, for example, SumUp? This is the system I use, for example.
So the invoicing is currently basic because, like I say, we created it initially for the small sole. So in the UK, you can run a business as a sole trader. So as like a one-person trader, and you don't have to charge VAT because it's a very small business. So the invoicing was basic. It's bottom line invoicing currently, where you just say how much the bill is and send it. Obviously, as our business is growing, we have more and bigger businesses now using it. And obviously, with the demands of people overseas with different, you know, invoicing structures. So we do have a big invoicing update in development at the moment, where it will also sync with external accounting software. So like with Sage, with Xero, Free Agent, QuickBooks, things like that. We did hear about, what was that one called? Fort Knox is another one that's quite big that I'd not heard of in Sweden. We're looking to sync it with external accounting software. Once you send an invoice in the app will send automatic non-payment reminders every week until an invoice is paid. And we have built Stripe in. So Stripe is the card payment processor. Stripe do charge a fee, as any other card payment processor does. You can find all of the details to that in the app or on the Stripe website. And then any of your clients, if you choose to accept card payments over the app, your clients can pay you by card. So that's built in there.
Yeah, that's so amazing. How much is included in just one app, right? So I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people now out there hearing this maybe the first time who are very excited about the app and trying the app. So do you have a trial to get to know the functions and the app itself?
Yeah, absolutely. So Equigate is free to download from the app or the Play Store, and automatically it will be free for 30 days. There is a help button on the home screen where you can access, there's a library of like 80 videos that show you how everything works. Or if you'd prefer a one-to-one call, either Steve, my husband, who is the other half of Equigate, or myself will sit on a call with you and just help you through everything. Or as I say, we have a weekly webinar. It's usually every Wednesday. This week it was a Tuesday, but it's usually every Wednesday, which you can join. It's like a little masterclass on something that would help you with, you know, running a business, as well as there's always a little app demo at the end. So you could always just drop into that as well. At the end of the trial, the app simply stops working. And you can either then decide to subscribe. So you can have completely unlimited use of Equigate for £40 per month. Or if you buy the annual subscription, you get 2 months for free. So that's £400 a year. Or for people who aren't too busy yet, perhaps you're only part-time or you're just building your business, we do also offer a pay-as-you-go option, which is kind of like buying credit. So you could buy 10 credits for £10 or 20 credits for £20. One appointment would use 2 credits. So once you get to the point where you're seeing 20 appointments per month, it's more cost effective to go onto a monthly subscription. But there's a couple of different options there. And it is also important for me to say we do offer Equigate free for students. I am aiming to provide the tool that I wish I had. And I understand studying is expensive, it's hard work, and building a business now is harder than ever because there are more practitioners than ever before. So we offer Equigate free for students for the duration of your study and for 3 months after graduation, just to help you get established in business. And to activate that, just pop us a message from the help button with some proof of your student status and your expected graduation date, and we set you up with you.
Yeah, that's a fantastic offer. And it's so great that there is also this personal support available. This is something I really like.
Absolutely. I'm always keen to say that, you know, my husband, who he's allergic to horses. He doesn't really know anything about horses, other than that they're dangerous and at both ends and expensive in the middle. He calls me a horse bender because it looks like I bend horses. Because I suppose osteopathy would like look like you're bending horses. So I say I'm a horse bender. I know a lot about bending horses, but I know very little about tech. And like we joke, I don't even know which buttons to press to copy and paste on a keyboard. I'm not particularly techie. And so we had to make this easy enough for me to use. So I promise you, if I can use it, anyone can use it. We've made it. It's super simple. The interface is easy. You add your clients, you put them in the diary, you turn up, you go through your appointment flow, you schedule them a reminder, you send an invoice. Done. And yeah, it is very easy, I promise you. And we have a number of self-confessed technophobes who use Equigate with great success. So yeah, I would encourage you to give it a try.
Yeah, and because of this all-in-one kind of tool or app, you replace actually multiple systems and thereby also save a lot of money and nerves and time, of course, right?
You know, we're saving practitioners over 8 hours every week. And this is coming up again and again. And I think, you know, even if you see 6 appointments a day, and for each one of those appointments, you have 10 minutes of admin associated with it, whether that's finding the client messages, reminding yourself where the location is, finding your notes from last time, filling in your notes from this time, refiling them, sending an invoice, chasing an invoice, checking back in with them manually. 10 minutes, it fairly soon adds up. And over 6 appointments, that's an extra hour. That's an hour every day. So like, and that's just with from the one kind of perspective, when you automate your vet consent forms, you automate your onboarding forms, all of these, in no time at all, you can end up with, you know, an extra 30, 40 hours a month. And that's the difference between feeling massively overwhelmed and burnt out, or actually having time to spend in the evening with your children, with your partner, with your animals, with your sport. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, our practitioners are, we've got several that have enrolled in a PhD, because they've decided they've got enough time to do a PhD now. They've got one that runs ultra marathons. A couple of them have started doing other sports. The number of people that have messaged to say, you know, thank you so much, I'm actually able to spend time with my baby now in the evening, or with the children. I'm sitting here watching swimming and I'm actually watching them swimming rather than trying to do my notes at the same time. And all of these things, you know, it fairly soon adds up, because I think a lot of us, we end up, you know, you qualify, you do the best with the tools that you have available at the time. The trouble is, then you get really good at what you do. Then you get really, really busy, and you end up stuck in this cycle of, you know, struggle. And I think with horses, especially in the UK, it's kind of like you're taught that you have to struggle. You know, you've got to fall off 100 times before you can call yourself a horse rider. You know, there's this struggle that's ingrained where you don't have to struggle. It doesn't have to be hard work. You could just use a system that takes care of everything for you, so you can actually have a job you really like.
Yeah.
And it can be fun.
Yeah, it's allowed to be easy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I really think Equigate is a very promising and even, well, I was about to say life-saving, time-saving tool, but maybe also life-saving. And I thank you so much for this honest and insightful conversation today. And I'm sure many listeners will now download it right away. So we will put all the links into the show notes. And I'm sure if there appears any questions, they can contact you directly.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, you can reach us from the website. There's a WhatsApp chat from the website as well. Equigate is available worldwide. It's in French, German, Dutch, Danish, Spanish, Italian, Arabic, Czech, Turkish, Polish, Swedish, Finnish, and Portuguese, soon to be also Norwegian. But if you did want any other languages, just let us know and we'll get them in for you. Wow. That's not a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jen, for being here. And goodbye for now.
Thank you so much.